the term says it all. It's all about farming for nature and supporting farmers to farm for nature and to help address these climate and biodiversity crises that we have. This is really about the farmer. We're here to help the farmer. Anybody gets involved, we're here to help them, because we're not the ones who are going to make the change. It's the guys on the ground who are going to make the change.
This is Ground Tips, a podcast from Farming for Nature, which brings you the best advice from Irish farmers to help you restore life back to the land. I'm Bridget Barry. Today we ask, what is Farming for Nature and how can you get involved? We hear from Dr. Brendan Dunford and myself. We both set up Farming for Nature and we explain what it's all about. So Brendan, we've been getting quite a lot of comments and questions about what Farming for Nature is all about. So a lot of what we do started in the Burren, and you've been working in the Burren for over 20 years now on the amazing Burren programme, which is a scheme that pays farmers for biodiversity. And I worked alongside you for 9 years there, running the Burren Bio Trust. You had the kind of the sistership, I suppose, the charity to the Burren programme. But you might just tell me a bit about the background to the Burren. Like, how did you end up in the Burren and what the Burren programme is about?
We've got a great expression in Clare where I've worked with farmers for 20 years now, which is that it's all about the pocket, the head and the heart. So with the Burren programme, we pay farmers for their environmental performance. And we also support them through advice. But the heart piece, where we really engage farmers in the conversation and get them to commit to this, I suppose, this challenge that we have, that's the piece that I've always been interested in. That's where Farming for Nature came from, a way to acknowledge the important role that farmers can play and to encourage them to play that role more and more. So very briefly, the initial start of it was we set up these award systems for farmers in the Burren, those who had achieved the greatest environmental improvement over the year, and celebrated them in front of their community as a way of acknowledging them as the role models for farming for nature in the area. And it worked wonderfully well. So we basically took the idea to Bord Bia, said, would you help us roll this out to a national level? And they did.
Is it 2018 now? We started with the first Ambassador Awards, the National Farming for Nature Ambassador Awards. And just as a background to that, each year we put out to a group of nominators that they can nominate farmers. So these are people from a heritage background, ecological background. And it's a way to bring forward farmers that can act as role models and spokespersons, like you say, for nature. To date, we have about 66 ambassadors in this network. What do you feel about the assessment of the Ambassador Awards, Brendan? How it's run, how it's run throughout the year?
Yeah, well, I suppose what we're trying to find is not the best farmer, but a good representative range of farmers who, you know, have been working in relative harmony with nature and with their local farm environment over a number of years, and who have been successful in terms of making a living and rearing a family on that land. So we want to identify farmers across Ireland and I suppose the broader families that they work within, and try and share their stories, because as well as, you know, setting up these guys as exemplars of how best to farm sustainably, we also wanted to use them to kind of change the negative narrative that's there around farming and the environment, all this sort of conflict and, you know, blame game type thing. We wanted to kind of celebrate the good things and to say, look, this can actually happen. It's not easy and farmers do need support, but good things are happening out there. And I suppose the selection process for the ambassador was trying to get a good geographical sectoral representation of that story.
I think when we started out, you know, we've been coming from the Burren, where it's often quite a similar farming system and land type. Whereas when you set up, like, roll it out nationally, there's so many different types of farms. And in our farming network, we have from 1400 acres down to, you know, 2 acres, and everything from sheep to tillage to horticulture. And I think the nice thing about the network that we're continuously developing is that possibly that every farmer in Ireland could relate to at least one of these farmers. There's such a variety of stories that any farmer in Ireland could relate to one of these stories.
When you think about the farmer to me is our target audience here, because, you know, when it comes to climate and biodiversity and the very real crises that we have, the whole debate is dominated by the policymaker and the scientists and, you know, the researchers and the experts and so on. And you don't really hear enough voices from the ground. And that's a real problem, because when you think about farmers, they particularly heed peer knowledge and peer opinion. They tend to believe more, invest more in other farmers, the opinion of other farmers, and particularly at a local level, around people that they know. They trust people that they know. They don't trust the outside voice as much. So I think with Farming for Nature and those ambassadors, we're trying to get farmers to tell other farmers about what can be done, because it's way more effective, and it's way more real. And the language is completely different. It's much more simple and practical and effective than some of the jargon that we're all using all the time to our own detriment and to the detriment of the cause we're trying to serve.
Yeah, it always amazes me what great communicators a lot of the farmers are. I found when we were starting, I was looking at a lot of information online that's already provided in Ireland, but also in the UK and America, largely just because it's in English. And but also, you know, UK especially, you know, there's a lot of kind of organizations there. A lot of the farming systems and farm types are similar. And it was just amazing to me how much information, like one simple thing, like how do I build a pond, and you'd have like 50 pages. And I mean, I just found that, okay, there's got to be an easier way to do this. And I also, with the help of our farmers, you know, their top tips, you know, they would feed into, well, listen, this is what I've done in Wexford, this is what how I've done it up in Mayo, this is my land type, and this is the best way maybe to do my peatlands and stuff. The website has provided a kind of a platform that farmers can find this information in just a very easy to digest way. But also the farmers that we work with, you know, they are great educators. The Farming for Nature initiative provides also a network of farmers that are thinking outside the box. Do you feel that's true, Brendan?
Yeah, I think it's a really interesting point, because where we started, it was a way of kind of celebrating farmers and sharing their story. And that was the Board Bia funded awards process. But since then, we got some funding from MPWS and the Department of Ag to try and tap into the knowledge that those farmers have and share it through walks and websites and webinars and everything like that. And that's been terrific, because not all farmers have easy access to good information. So that's one thing we've been able to help with. The other kind of quick thing to mention is that this is really about the farmer. We're here to help the farmer. Anybody gets involved, we're here to help them, because we're not the ones who are going to make the change. It's the guys on the ground who are going to make the change. So when anybody asks me, well, how do I get involved, or what can I do? Actually, you know, it's a case of how can we help you through our resources or through connecting with people or whatever. That's really what we're here to achieve. I'm involved on a voluntary basis because I really believe in the importance of farmers in making the change that we all need to see happen. But we run on a fairly minuscule budget. We're non-profit. We really are here to serve a very important cause. And that's the cause about the kind of the broken relationship that's there between farming and nature at the moment, in terms of the story, how it's presented, and in terms of some of the practices being advocated, which aren't necessarily appropriate. We think there's better ways of doing things which can, you know, save the farmer money in the long term, produce a better quality of food, and most importantly, improve the well-being of both the farm family and nature on the land. So that's our mission here. We're here to help. We're not here to get in the way to make a name for ourselves. We're very much here to help the farmers, the farm families on the ground.
I mean, a lot of farmers would say that they already farm for nature. You know, they're out in nature all day, every day. But I suppose what distinguishes the farmers on this program is they're just taking that extra action, but they're also able to communicate what they're doing so that they can encourage other peoples to take these actions.
Do you know what? Having met a lot of them, I just think their enthusiasm for what they do is just fantastic. They get so much joy and pleasure and challenge and from what they do. And they're so entrepreneurial and innovative and observant. I mean, they really lived the life that we have always heard that farming is supposed to be, like this wonderfully independent but fulfilling life. That's the one thing I get from them in common. But I think, you know, no doubt about it, all farmers are different. Every farm is different. Some farmers are under severe financial pressure. They can barely move from where they are. So we're not pushing anything on anybody. We're saying, look, if you're in a position to farm, to take a few little simple steps toward nature, we're here to help you along that way. And it's a journey that we do need to take. And if you're able to take it, we'll help you every step of the way.
There are scientists involved in this program. Brendan, you obviously come from a scientific background. Do you think that that's important, that Farming for Nature does have scientists involved?
Yeah, I think the science is obviously very important, but I think it can't be the loudest voice. We also need to hear the voice of the farmer on the ground who has been doing things for years. So I think science is obviously hugely important, and having a strong evidence base for what we do is really important. But that's not to say that farmers themselves haven't amassed a huge amount of practical knowledge, which is of huge value to other farmers. So I think it's getting the balance right, Bridget, is really important.
Brendan, what for you is the best thing that Farming for Nature has achieved?
I think it's so far, and we're always ambitious about achieving more, but so far it's at least created this nice positive space through which farmers can you know, talk about what they do and get encouragement from their peers and start to share that message among the broader farming community. It's also helped, I do think it has helped to create a more positive story about what farming is. I mean, we have a very urbanized society now, and a lot of people have kind of lost touch with what farming really is. And there's a lot of really good practices and great people out there. So it's nice to be able to share that story, both for other farmers and for the broader public. But I suppose I'm not sure we're moving quickly enough to keep up pace with the needs, because our environment here in Ireland is obviously in trouble. All the data would suggest as much. So we need to push on even harder in years to come, and we need to break through to more farmers and help them along this journey. But I think the challenge is getting bigger, but at least I think the direction of travel and the wind that's pushing us is getting stronger, because I think the agenda, the sustainability agenda, is getting stronger every year. So I think the need and the role that we can play in Farming for Nature is growing all the time.
If you had a magic wand, Brendan, what do you think Farming for Nature should be at 10 years' time?
Well, I'd love to see a European network of farmer-led European network of farmers who are really interested and engaged in sustainable farming practices around nature and water quality, soil quality. I know there's a bunch of networks around already, and we're just one of many, but I'd love to see a farmer-led initiative where farmers are out there enthusiastically sharing their stories in the press and amongst other farmers through farm walks, and they really have a real sense of ownership of this agenda, that they're not reacting all the time to a new policy or a new regime, but they're embracing it and they're actually ahead of the game, that they're excited, they're moving forward with things like that, and they're using their own resources in terms of their knowledges and skills and practices to help everybody move along the line as quickly as they can.
Just to finish off, if you're interested in learning more about Farming for Nature, what resources we have, and how you can make small or large changes on your land, then go to farmingfornature.ie. Feel free to share any information on the website with your friends, families, and contact. Brendan, thank you very much.